Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my my favorite blues man, Robert Cray, bringing us back. You get a chance to find his music. He's really good. Welcome back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Harry Alford, who's the president of, and the founder of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. NationalBCC.org is the website. And Harry, welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on a successful operation you run, for the good work that you do for the black businesses out there across the country, black-owned businesses. Harry, you know, I follow you. I keep up with you. Whenever I hear Harry Alford's name mentioned, I perk up. And I actually was heard you being interviewed live a couple months ago, month and a half or so ago, about your thoughts on President Obama's economic policies. About his policies, his attitude toward America, his worldview almost. And I remember well, made a couple of comments, and then you stopped, and you thought, and you chose your words well. And then you said something that I thought was very interesting. Would you mind telling the audience about that conversation?
Well, here we are, the greatest capitalistic nation in the world, and it's 2013, and we've got a guy in the White House who is closer to Joe Stalin or Mao Zedong than George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. Mm. And we have gotten ourselves in a mess.
You actually used the word communistic in
yep.
that interview.
Borderline communist, yep.
And you have not retracted that, and I'm proud of you. Mostly just for the courage, if that's how you feel, considering all things considered, if that's the way you feel, I'm proud of you for having the courage to say that. A lot of people wouldn't have the courage to say that. And I wanted to have the chance to say on the air that I'm proud of you for that courage. That's the kind of courage we find out here on Main Street America, isn't it, Harry?
Oh, that's what makes America strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to call it like it is.
Exactly. So now, what are some examples of why? Give us an example of why you think that President Obama's policies are not in the spirit of what we've all felt were the traditions of America.
You've got government coming in all directions into your home, into your household, trying to tell you how you're going to live, trying to tell you that you've got to suffer more. Trying to tell you that you can't be successful. Don't go for the moon. Stay in your place and wait to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is big government at its worst. The Obamacare. I mean, we're on a phone right now.
Yeah.
And they're saying that this technology that you can use, where you can talk to your doctor and you can get medical advice over the phone, they're going to tax the phone for being a medical device.
Hmm.
I mean, that's how far it's going.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've got to find a way to pay for this thing that really has done nothing but fail ever since it was released.
Well, they got to understand that the well will eventually run dry.
One of the things, remember what Margaret Thatcher said? Said the problem with socialism is eventually they run out of other people's money to spend.
That's right. And then they start making their own.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're doing right now. They're printing money right now. The Fed's printing money right now. But where do you see this going? Do you see, you know, I heard someone say, many times I've heard people say, well, Obama will do what Clinton did. He'll move to the middle and govern there in the middle. But President Obama doesn't know how to get to the middle. He doesn't want to be in the middle, does he?
He's not a Clinton. Clinton could read the tea leaves,
yeah.
and he'd act accordingly. Clinton was pretty shrewd, and he
yeah.
would win. He would find a way to do the right thing.
Yep, he was pragmatic. He was a politician, not an ideologue. Would you say that President Obama is more of an ideologue than a politician?
Yeah, it's like damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
Mm-hmm. what do you think is in store for America under President Obama for the next 3 years, 4 years?
I think we're going to, hopefully, all we'll do is just sit here and lift a while and get through these 3 years, and some leader will come along. But we thought we had a leader.
In the meantime, we will have lost a decade.
Yeah. And many trillions of dollars and a lot of suffering. And a lot of suffering around the world. As you say, 70,000 Syrians?
60,000 to 70,000 Syrians have been killed. And we've done almost nothing, at least not that I know of.
And he said, this is a red line. Then they crossed that red line. I'm going to make another red line.
Right.
Yeah. There's no courage. No profiles in courage like John F. Kennedy.
Are we running out of people like that, Harry?
No, I think they're around. We just have to find them, and we need to come up with a better way of recognizing them and have a return to a free press to where it doesn't malign anybody who steps out of bounds.
I think the way the press has behaved in the last 5 years is worse than the policies of President Obama, because after he's gone, we're still going to have a press that won't report the truth.
Yeah, it's like Pravda back in old Moscow.
Yeah. Mm. So Harry, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again one more time.
It's www.nationalbccbravocharliecharlie.org.
.org. Hey, Harry, come back again. Let's get you back again real soon and continue to talk about black entrepreneurship in America.
Let's do that, Jim.
Thank you. Okay. Harry Alford, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very impressed with what he's accomplished over the last 20 years with the Black Chamber of Commerce. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.